WTAM 1100. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside Josh Cribbs. One more chat this for the season, brought to you by our friends at Dollar Bank. Get a super low home equity loan at Dollar Bank. Visit dollar.bank or call 800-242-BANK, equal housing lender. Josh, good morning, pal.
Good morning.
If you've got some time today, could you go back and look and count up and see if Pittsburgh for sure is in? Because I'm still just...
I don't get it either.
How did this happen?
It was because of an Indianapolis loss. Some teams that were supposed to make it actually didn't get in. You know, Indianapolis and the Chargers. But I'm like, how the heck did the Steelers get in? And that made it even worse that we're not in. I woke up, like, even after the game, I was like, I know we won, but why do I feel awful, even more awful? And I knew they didn't make the playoffs last week, but now I feel bad. But, yes, the Steelers made the playoffs. And, we had many chances. I mean, many, many, many opportunities to keep our own fate in our hand, and we weren't able to do that. But, 8-9, we've had worse seasons.
Well, we have, but Josh, the way the expectations that I think were legitimate going in, they fell very short of them. It wasn't supposed to be this way, but here we are. The Steelers are in. The Browns beat the Bengals twice, and the Bengals win the division. Yeah, there's just a lot of things to anger you. Josh, all right, let's just get right to it. Off season, what's the first number one thing on your mind for this team to figure out?
Off season is providing depth. Going into the next year, Clowney, see if he stays with us. And then simply, is our quarterback going to be our quarterback, Baker Mayfield? They have to make a decision on him because they picked up his fifth-year option. But what is our future? You have players vested in this team. Players are vested in this team, and, they want to know their future. They want to know what will this team be like, and also for recruiting veteran players. So this offseason will be one to keep an eye on.
Josh, the indication given, it was a positive meeting between Baker and the coach. But, I mean, the Browns really, at least discreetly, they've got to look around a little bit, don't they, for maybe a possible upgrade at that position?
Well, they're not doing their job if they don't look at to upgrade every position. When you talk about every position, of course not running back. That was one of our most elite spots on the field last year. However, every other position other than Miles Garrett will be looked at. I mean, it's just you can't literally do your job if you're not trying to improve on our team. We did not have a Super Bowl team. We thought we had one on paper. We didn't, because it only matters what you do. So you're not doing your job if you're not going out there trying to improve each position, trying to make this team better than it was the last. We digress from making it to the playoffs, so they have to, put the pieces together in mind, keeping in mind what the rest of the NFL looks like. We can't just be better as the Browns. We have to not just keep up with the rest of the NFL, but try to outdo them. It's a competition. It's all about winning.
That's a great point. If you look at that game last night, the way the Raiders and the Chargers zinging the ball around, what we've seen in Joe Burrow. One other thing, though, Josh, and we talk about the quarterback and everything else, but special teams. Josh, they can't they find anybody to return a punt? And the kicking game was very questionable. I mean, it was absolutely awful. It was like there was nothing special about these special teams.
Yeah, and I look at that all the time, and I'm vocal about that. And as soon as if you look at good teams and great teams in the league, they value that position. They value those special teams in general. And it's I'm not saying that the Browns don't value it, but taking a good look at it, and they tried to address it even with the addition of JoJo Natson and Donovan Peoples-Jones to try to put him back there, even with Felton. So they attempted to try to correct certain things, but the totality of the unit is not there of years past, and it's noticeable.
Best Browns coverage, Josh Cribbs. Thanks for your time all season. All the best continued to you and the family. Hey, Bama and Georgia tonight. Who you got?
Oh, man, I'd be remiss if I don't say Bama just because the coaches that I've coached with. And it's going to be a good game, let's say that. But I'm going with Bama Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Josh, all the best. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, Josh.
Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy. Andrew Barry talks, what, tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning, we'll hear from him. Yep.
Fred Greetham will join us the next day. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, hear what Andrew has to say or how he says it, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. And Pittsburgh's in. You're sure about that?
They are in.
We're not waiting on the Electoral College or California.
Boy, amazing.
Rod Stewart, birthday today. If I gave
you 2022, our prediction, the COVID scare is over. You will need the Glenn Beck.